Okay, so I guess we're picking up from last time. The question, the basic, just to summarize what we're up to. So in we're talking about marriage, the process of marriage in Torah. So there's two stages. The first stage is Kiddushin, where you create, basically you give a woman a ring or money or whatever it is, and you you thereby create a designation that this woman is designated to you and prohibited from everybody else. Okay? It's all, so to speak, like a purchase. And this is similar to a purchase in that when you own something, the thing is designated to you and removed from everyone else. Now, you don't own a woman, but you do an action of a purchase, which brings to mind the idea that the woman is, it creates an exclusive designation of her to you and away from everybody else. That's called Kiddushin. Now, the second stage, that's that we talked about. The second stage is Nisuin, which is where you actually, so to speak, culminate the marriage. Okay, and the first one is just creating a designation. The second stage, which is called Chuppah, or Nisuin, is where the you actually actualize the marriage. And the question is, what do you have to do in order to actualize the marriage, to culminate the marriage? So we said, so in this discussion comes out is one important idea which comes up is that the idea of the relationship of marriage in the Torah is different than it was outside, before the Torah came along. Which is that in a prior, the intrinsic idea of marriage is a sexual relationship. And it means that that there's set up some sort of an agreement or whatever it is, or they have a sexual relationship, and that's the essence of the thing. But when the Torah came along, it said that it set up that if you want to have a sexual relationship, you have to build it upon certain type of responsibilities. And for instance, a man, if a man wants to take a woman to be his wife, who's designated to him sexually, he has to recognize that she's a human being and she has needs for a certain financial or certain security, certain needs, emotional needs. And if he has to, in doing so, when you're married to a woman, you have to take care of her. You have to give her food and clothing and satisfy her sexually. So it's saying is that you can't just create a sexual relationship and ignore her as a person. And that's part of the idea of marriage. He says an institution of Kedusha, which is that these instincts are under subordination of an intellectual process, an intellectual value system, which is that of justice. It's not right to use her for your person, your needs, and to just then ignore her and treat her like garbage. So that the process of marriage, it's a violation in the marriage if you deprive her of her needs. So we said, so now the question is so chuppah, we said the action of chuppah is that which initiates the marriage, according to the Rambam holds, is that you bring her into your house in private and thereby set her up and designate her for your wife. So we said the idea is that the concept of chuppah is that it's the action which illustrates that component of the marriage. Then there's the action which illustrates the idea that you're going to take care of her. Bringing her into your home in an exclusive manner is essentially saying, I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to take care of your needs in a focused type of way. I'm going to focus on you and take care of your needs. So the action, and that action of bringing her into your house with no one else there is an action which illustrates that aspect of the marriage and thereby brings on and initiates the marriage. Right. So that's what he said so far. We said in the brief form. Okay, so now the question is, that's the Rambam, the Ram. There's a difference about whether or not you had it had to be possible for you to, or permitted for you to have sex with her in that time. That's a subject of debate. Because you are taking on responsibilities, but that has as the flip side that you have she's permitted to you sexually. So the question is, could this status set in if she's prohibited to you sexually? So that was the machlokas which we discussed. So now, so there's a new sheet that the Ran brings in Acherim. Acherim is another position which says that chuppah is not through bringing her into your house in private. That's not the method of initiating chuppah, of initiating the marriage. Rather, the marriage is initiated simply when the husband brings her into from the father's house to his house for the purposes of marriage. Okay, she was previously living in her father's house, and when he brings her for the purposes of marriage into his house, that is the process of chuppah. That's the process of marriage. And you learn it out because it says, "Min beis isha nadara." If in the house of her husband, she made a neder. So it implies, "Masha kol zman she be beis aviha hari b'rishisa," implies as long as she's in beis isha hari b'rishisa, as long as she's in his house. So in his house is when she's that's what marriage. Marriage is when she's in his house. So the chuppah is bringing her into his house. So we asked, we said, what does it mean bringing her into his house? Like what is that in process exactly? Like you take her hand and you walk her from her father's house to your house? Like what do you do exactly? I mean, that she, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean you walk with her. Obviously doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? I mean, she doesn't mean she walks into your house either. It means like when she moves in, presumably. That's what you mean. That's what you must mean practically is when she moves into your house. But the question is, that's like a funny halachic process. Like, it's an amorphous, it doesn't have a very specific form to it. So it's a funny type of a halacha. I mean, what's, like, at one moment, it's just like a funny, it's not, you'd think that it should have to be like a fixed action, which would do it. Like, going in seclusion into your house for a certain amount of time. There's like a fixed form to it. Yeah. So it's not clear, what's his raya, what's his proof on this? The post says, Beis Isha Nadara, in the house of her husband, she makes a neder. It's not talking about getting married, it's just talking about a woman makes a neder, a vow, when she's in her husband's house, then whatever so-and-so happens. So, okay, it's nice that it's calling you when she's in her husband's house, but what's this proof? I mean, okay, but what the question is, what's chuppah? What brings about the marriage? So just because he uses that terminology, it's hard to see exactly what he means by that. How's that proving anything? And he says, calls man she bebeis isha, as long as she is in her husband's house, hara he bershusa. She's in his dominion. And they're married. Okay?
So he's under your domain, or?
I don't know. I guess something like that.
Because he's trying to prove that you would.
Right. I guess it would be Bershuso means vis-a-vis all the halachas of marriage, you'd think. Otherwise,
right.
It's like, sorry, it's like,
no,
so
domain the right, like, I don't know if
I don't domain.
Like a place. Like,
no, I don't mean domain. I mean, it's halachic ownership or whatever. They're married. Yeah, we said, so what's the difference between the Rambam and the other Shittas? So, and this Acherim. So, one thing is the Rambam has to be Yichud. You have to have for 8 minutes, whatever amount of time, you have to be alone in the house with her. It doesn't seem like moving day doesn't mean you're alone. It doesn't seem to be any requirement like that. But it also seem, according to the Rambam, you don't necessarily have to be moving in. It would seem that you could just, let's say you're going to bring her in for today, and then tomorrow she's going to go live somewhere else or whatever. It doesn't seem to be like it has to actually be the real moving in. You know, it's like an action, which bring her into your house for 8 minutes, and maybe you're not moving in for a week or whatever. You're going to go hang out somewhere else, you know? But the action is that action. But it seems according to the Ran, the Sacherim, they have to actually move in. Like, let's say, I don't know. Like, let's say we do now, like I said, let's say we need to do now the Yichud room at a wedding, you know? So they say it's his house because he rents it, or he pays, you know, he makes a Kenyan, or he somehow owns the room, or rents the room. So you say that works. But that you could argue would work for the Rambam because you say, look, that's defined as his room. But it's hard to say that it would work for the Ran because, or for the Acherim, because, you know, it's not his house. You're not bringing her into his house. The idea is she's no longer living in the father's house, now she's living in your house, you know? So it seems to be, it seems like very unprocess-like, according to the Ran. You know, like it's hard to pinpoint, you know? Like, how do you halachify the idea that she's living in his house? Like, it's, you know? And what's the machlokas? Of course, what's the machlokas? What's this thing based upon? That's what I'm saying. Good. That. I mean, I think you're right. You're sensing maybe we can go further. I mean, maybe we could, but I think it's a good definition, which is that how does ishus? How do you begin ishus or marriage? How do you begin marriage? Do you just say that marriage is a certain type of a relationship, okay, between a man and a woman, and you simply have that relationship? If you are having that relationship, then you're married. And if you're not, then you're not. And that's it. There's no process, per se. It's a reality. As it says, in Beis Isha Nadara, it doesn't say if she doesn't make it to nether after she did this process called Nisuin. It's not a process. It's a reality of a state of existence or a relationship. So it means, what does it mean? Once she moves in, now they're living as man and wife. That's what it means. He's taking care of her needs. and presumably this is there, she's designated him sexually, that's, they're living together. That's what I mean. They're living together as man and wife. I guess it's a shame to sue one. Can't mean they live together as a boyfriend and girlfriend, but it's a nature, a certain type of a dynamic, and that's, Ishus is a dynamic. And the process of creating the Ishus is simply created, starting it. And there is no Misa per se. It's not a Misa. It's a reality. That's why it's a human category. They've moved in together. They're living together. They're base Isha. That's what it is. There's a reality called living together. And when, at what moment, when that begins? I mean, when that begins, moving day. Is that a normal Tsuras HaMaisa? Does that fit a normal form of an action in Halacha? No, it doesn't have to be, because it's not, that's presuming it's a Maisa Mitzvah, or like a Maisa, like Gedushin is a Maisa Kenyan. So it has to be a very defined form to it. But this is a reality of their existence. That's what the Ron says. Kolzman Shi Bebeis Isha, they're married. She's Bershuso. As long as she's living there, then that's marriage. That's Nisuin. Kedushin creates a halachic designation, which is through a Maisa of Kenyan, you know. But this is, that's because there's no reality to them doing anything at Kedushin. It's just formally like an action of designation. But in Nisuin, Nisuin is, they're actually married. So the chuppah means he simply lives with her. He's living with her. Yeah. According to this, this chuppah is, it's like the initiation of the state. It's not a process per se. It's simply the beginning, that which begins the state. It has no, there's no reality to it besides for the first moment of the state. You know what I mean? And there's no action. There's no, nothing you have to do besides for begin the state. So you could call it chuppah because it does have a moment. There is a moment at which it begins. But there's nothing, there's no action beyond initiating the state itself, just doing what the state is. So you bring her into your house. That's it. Now we're living together. Now then we're married. That's it. The moment they initiate the thing, then they're married. I mean, part of the kedusha of chuppah is that we do the action. What you do is you bring her into your house, and then the bia. I mean, she's designated for bia, and you can have bia whenever you want. That's your own personal decision. But what initiates the relationship is that she's in your house, and that in your house, the having bia comes under the her living in your house, and you're taking care of her. You're taking care of her. That means, how do you take care of her? She's in your house, and yeah, of course. Now once she's in your house and you're taking care of her, that bia is an option whenever you deem fit. So that's part of the bringing her in your house. You know, part of your bringing house is she sleeps in your room, and sometimes you have bia, and that, you know, that all comes along with, you know, so they don't have to actually have bia, but once she moves in, then she's ready. She's all made for that. You know? Yeah. It's a good point. The other thing is the chuppah, you don't say kol, ha'ino ha'va'as ha'ba'al. It doesn't say it's the process, but kol she'he'via ha'ba'al, as any woman who the husband brought her into his house. So it's like, it's not describing a process, but it's like describing it by the result. Like, if he brought her, then there's that's chuppah. So it's like, so where's the problem? What do you mean? This is describing by the result, because that is the problem. The process is creating the result of her being in your house. That's all it is. That's what chuppah is. Whereas the Rambam and the Ran, they don't like that. I mean, maybe we go further, why yes, why no. But, I mean, they hold that since chuppah is like creating a halachic status, I mean, there are halachic effects of chuppah, so they hold that chuppah is set up, is a maisa, which like is mochiach, which demonstrates the nature of ishus. You have to do an action. It's not just begin the state. Begin the state is very like not very passive, so to speak. It doesn't. It's not like to initiate the thing. They hold that the Torah set up a maisa, which reflects the essence of what's taking place here, and that initiates the thing. You need a process which summarizes or reflects the quality of the relationship, and you do that action that initiates and brings on the relationship. You can't just begin it, but there's a state, a halachic state. The beginning must be demarcated by an action which underscores the nature of what's taking place. And that action is what creates the state. So the action is bringing her, the action of bringing her into your house, b'yichud. I mean, that's an action. See, living, just being in moving day isn't an action. It has to be a very specifically defined action. So it means you're in your house, you have yichud for whatever amount of time it is that you have yichud, and then at that moment, that's an action which demonstrates the idea, I'm protecting her now. So it's not just a state, but it's an action. It's that state is like telescoped into an action which reflects the nature of the condition, that of ishus, and that creates the ishus. You know, I mean, it can't emerge automatically. It's a halachic status which has to have a process of initiating it. It could be the Ran hold, the Achirim hold. You don't need that. It's possible. I'm just speculating. But it could be is that the, since they held the Kiddushin, which he did the Kenyan prior, defines her as Omeid. Like it binds her to her. She's like Omeid to be married. And therefore, once you begin the thing, it's just like it's like already awaiting realization. You don't need an action to set it up because she's already awaiting, which is a state awaiting realization. So you don't have to do an action, which is if there's no awaiting realization, so you have to do something to like make a mark for it or to register. Halachically, you have to do something. But if it's like already awaiting realization, it's like she's omed for that. She's awaiting that. So simply once you begin it, it just will fall into place. Whereas I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if the Ram and the Ran don't agree with it. There is an idea of omed, but they hold still. Since there is a status of a nesua, so now it has to be brought about through a process. Halacha sets it up as a process.
Couldn't you say?
That's why it could be just a little speculative to get into why you would be or why you wouldn't. You know, I mean, what nesuan is according to them, I think it's a good definition, clear definition, and I could see saying in general halacha. Halacha in general to set up a real halachic state, which has nafkamina as an Indian mamonis, and it's a halachalosh, she's an asuah, she's ishto. So I would think, at first glance, I would think the Ram and the Ran are right, they sound more, you know, more in line with the way halacha normally works, that there is a process, but then I could see defending the Chirim by saying that that here is different than ordinary because there's already a status which is awaiting realization in place, and therefore it could be, you don't need a process. But I'm sad. It's that step is a little speculative. But I think it's hard to get into exactly. I mean, maybe you could go try to go further. But I mean, it's hard. I mean, why that would suffice or not? I mean, I'm not saying you can't get this far. But I think this is a good step, you know. And I think if you say something further, I think you have to just be solid, you know. You know, right? Yeah. Those would be the questions for I guess for next time. We'll do the Tosfos and we'll do the Itor. We'll try to. So the Ita again, Tosa says it's in Yoma, which we went through it, but the basic idea is he's talking about, he basically says, I mean, he's wondering whether or not so in general, he has in general, when it comes to you have to do Kedushin, you can't just do Nisiyon. You can't just have Bia. You can't just initiate, even though if you had Bia, it would actually initiate the Nisiyon, because you're living together, you're sleeping together. But the chuppah is you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do bring her into your house in private or, you know, whatever the case is. That's chuppah. But he says, the Tosafot first of all is in doubt whether or not an amana, if a widow remarries someone, the question is whether she has to do chuppah or she's allowed to just have bia and the bia will initiate the marriage. He's in doubt. So the further, he ends up saying she does have to. But the question is, what's his doubt? I mean, chuppah is a mitzvah. So why would you think that she could just bypass, circumvent the whole institution of chuppah and just have bia, and that will initiate the marriage. I mean, a regular person can't do it. As Besula, a virgin can't do it, so why should a mana be able to do it? She ends up saying, really, she does. But I'm just saying, why would you think that? What kind of the question? I mean, what's his doubt? Why is he in doubt about that? Fine. But now, let's say, oh, you do need it. So he says, now, what he learns is that, he says the chuppah is when the woman, by a Besula, so Basula previously doesn't cover her hair, and when she goes out into the street with this like head covering, sheitol or whatever, hinuma, exactly, you can look up exactly what it is, but when she goes out into this public with this head covering, that is chuppah. Okay? But by an almana, that doesn't work, I would guess, because she already does that, because she's already been married, and then she covers her hair. Okay? But, so therefore, what does it for her? So he says, oh, for her, Yichud does it. But Yichud's already going to be later on. Like, they had their Yichud was, that's what he says, that Yichud, in theory, would be right before Bia. So he says, that's what he says, if you're doing it on Shabbos, or Friday, you know, Friday is your wedding, make sure you end up doing Yichud before Shabbos, because Having yichud is going to set up a kenyan. It's going to say, you're not allowed to make a kenyan on Shabbos. So just make sure you have the yichud not at the bial on Shabbos, but have it done previously. So, because an almana, the yichud is going to be that which does the chuppah. But for a besula, so you don't have to worry about it, because even on Friday, when she goes out with her hair covered, that's going to be the chuppah, and therefore that's going to be earlier in the day. So this turns out funny, is that according to the Tosos, you have like a split chuppah. Chuppah could either be yichud, that's the way it works by an almana, but by besula, you don't have to wait till yichud, but it's going out with her hair uncovered, with her hair covered. So the question is, what's chuppah? I mean, it's like an indefinite type of a thing. Also, of course, is what kind of chuppah is her going with her hair uncovered? How's that chuppah? I mean, that's different than any of the ideas we've been talking about. What is that? What is that? How is that a chuppah? What's he doing? Is she just going out with her hair uncovered? What does that mean? What does it do? So that's a problem. Okay. And then the itur, which I gave you the source last time, right? Did I write down? No. The Itor says, brought down by the Beis Yosef, brought down in the Beis Yosef on Simon and Ebenezer Simon Samach Aleph 61 in the Beis Yosef. You'll find it. It's the Itor. Ebenezer Simon Samach Aleph. Beis Yosef. Okay, and basically he says, when the father gives her over and the husband brings her under like a nice canopy, like what we call the chuppah, he says that's chuppah. So the question is, what is that? What is that? You can look. The Beis Yosef also bring down the possibility they cover themselves with a talis or something, and he rejects it. So that's another sheet down. I mean, you can look at the Beis Yosef. He doesn't like it.
You're but, saying
it was stubborn. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think something like that. Yeah, he rejects it. Well, I think we'll do Tosis first. Yeah, we'll do Tosis first. But if you finish Tosis, you can look at the Ito. Okay, and that should be it. And I realize also, I'd like to do at some point, probably before we move to Kedushin proper, is that Kadesha, the Halacha of the Rama, which we skipped. Halacha Gimel there. Halacha Dalet, Kadesha. So I gave a share on it a while back, and I just listened to it. But I think it's good. It's in
Yiddish.
Both. Pilagash, I guess. But Kadesha, I mean, the same thing. I mean, not exactly the same thing, but yeah.